USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says gun deaths in the United States are a public health issue. Speaking at the White House before heading off to Kentucky, the president says he does not want guns to end up in the hands of the insane and mentally ill.
We're working on background checks. There are things we can do, but we already have very serious background checks. We have strong background checks.
The president is in Kentucky meeting with veterans. The Department of Homeland Security is announcing some sweeping changes to U.S. immigration policy. They want to end the long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold immigrant children in custody, which could lead families to be detained for months or even years. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says it's a step toward addressing the border situation.
What this will do is substantially increase our ability to end the catch-and-release challenges that have fueled this crisis for families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.